greet you all in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus. I'd like to extend a special welcome to Brother Juan. We welcome you here and wish you the Lord's blessing. I was struck with two phrases in the first song. In the presence of thy face, sin and darkness ne'er can hide. Heaven's gleaming, fullness streaming, life and truth for man is found. I trust this morning's devotional can be that, life and truth. I invite you to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. I don't always give a title to a devotional, but this morning I'd like to give it My Failures and God's Faithfulness. And as we go along, hopefully you can see where I'm going with that. 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Drawing out particularly verse 13, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Then I'd like to look at Lamentations chapter 3. 21 to 25. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. My failures and God's faithfulness. You know, in our desire to live for God, we will inevitably fail. We strive, we do what we can, but in our flesh, we will fail. It may be sin, it may be disappointment in ourselves for not living more righteously. It may be disappointment that we failed so recently and now again. When we fail, I believe there can be three different responses. First one is just give up. Kind of a fatalistic attitude. Okay, this is just what life is. I try and I can't do it, so I give up. A second response is determined to not fail again. I am going to work harder. This should not happen. I can do this. Or thirdly, we can embrace our brokenness and call on the Lord. He is, after all, the one who won't fail us. We just read in 2 Timothy, that he is faithful, and in Lamentations, that his mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. You know, the first two responses are human effort and will fail us again. To just give up and have a fatalistic view, well, why is it even worth going on? I'm just going to fail again. And the second one is, I think, what we tend to do. It sounds more noble. I will not fail again. I can do this. Besides, we have God's grace to do it, right? I don't think God's grace is there for that kind of person. And the reason I say that is because numerous scriptures tell us that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Determining that I will not fail again is setting myself up against God. Or it can be. Now, I'm not talking about just a laying over and not doing anything. The third way I am inviting you to is what I'm calling embracing our brokenness. Just recognizing, you know what? Until we get to heaven, we will fail. We will not get it right at times. And are we okay with saying, God, this is a part of who I am in my fallenness? And I believe it is when we do that, when we are able to embrace that brokenness of our own lives, that we can then appropriate the grace of God for ourselves. And we find God's grace to meet our need, getting up and going again in his strength. I'm differentiating between self-effort or my strength, or embracing brokenness and saying that is tapping into his strength. Because as I do that, I just recognize, you know what, I will fail again. But if I can embrace that fact that I am going to fall, I believe God's grace then comes to us and is available. And then we can say with Paul that when I am weak, then I am strong. Because his strength is what is there. And this is such a challenge because we who grow up with good work ethic and good discipline sometimes find it difficult to differentiate between the thing of I will not fail again and embracing the fact that I will. But unless I'm not seeing something right, I don't think that first model of I will not fail again is embracing his grace, is allowing his grace to come. This morning I praise God for his faithful pursuit of me, that when I fall, I like what the proverb said, the righteous man falleth and gets up again. And I like to think of that in our failures. We don't just stay down like the fatalist who says, well, I'm going to fall again, so may as well just stay down. And we don't somehow, in our own strength, get up. But we get up and say, you know what? This is a part of what I need to accept about myself. And in that, we cry out to God. And in his grace, he extends us his mercy. And we have strength to go on. Turn to Psalm 89. I will not be reading the entire psalm, but I'd like for you, as I read, to see again God's faithfulness. And I believe that to me, recognizing my brokenness, my failures, and seeing his faithfulness really is a way for us to worship him. And so I invite you to worship as we read about his faithfulness in Psalm 89. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. And the heavens will praise you, wonders, your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence by all those around him. O Lord, God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the raging of the sea when its waves rise, you still them. You have broken Rahab in pieces as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours, the earth also is yours, the world and all its fullness, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand and high is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name his horn shall be exalted. Also I will set his hand over the sea and his right hand over the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My mercy I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand firm with him. His seed also I will make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. I'd like to stop there. God is faithful. God is faithful to us even when we fail. So I just invite you to learn to embrace God's grace by embracing your brokenness in your failings. And in that, I believe God will give you strength to go on, and ultimately that is the way that we gain victory, I believe. Would you kneel and pray? Our Heavenly Father, we come before you. Lord, you're such a great God, and we've read of your faithfulness in the past, and we know that you are faithful now, and you will always be faithful. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. And Father, our desire is to walk faithfully with you, and in that we just recognize that we will fail. But we want to, in our failings, reach out for your grace. And as Paul says, that in our weakness, you give us strength and the courage to continue going on. I pray your blessing on this service. I pray your blessing on the Sunday school time. Bless each class and each teacher. And also pray for the share time and for the message. Lord, we want to honor you. We want to worship you here today. In Jesus' name, amen.